old mission, actually. Hoya ime, hayeludim lomus, vameisim lahachiris, vachayim lidoin. Leda loidea olivoda, shehu keil, vayyotu, vaboyre, vamevin, vadayin, vayyib, valdin, vasad lida, lodon, farahu, farahu, shekhov, shekhov, vasepanim, like mecha shrecha, chakol shaloi. Vida, shakol of yachesh, but vayyitacho, yitzrecha, shashoil, vaysmonis, lefo, shakorcha, the bait, shakorcha, the nerla, shakorcha, the hide, shakorcha, the mace, shakorcha, the lita, the mechesh, the nerla, shakorcha, the shbaku. So you have a very fascinating Mishnah, that's a kind of unusual. Maral, why am I eluding? Am I the initial boss? Show my eluding love. Why is eluding? Love of the other. Most people around were born. I have high love. Boy, Mabala Shmina. I mean, there's no not terribly profound statement. Everybody's going to die. Kimila is there. Show love. So, oi, show my shame. Some niches. A high love. Show love. My kind of a high love. You have seen it before. The beast. I have eluding love. Something may have seen it. Boy, show my high love. In other words, if a person has a suffix about it, so both are suffix. I mean, you know, it's when you're extolling somebody's honesty, it means that there's what to give him and he's not taking. Well, what is it exactly we could offer HaKadosh Baruch Hu that would make it work that So we said before, the three things that are most seen as Sodom and Olam means that these are things that are Shaloi Kederach Ha'olam. In other words, it's what's the right word for it? It's shortening his life because the person is escaping life prematurely. He's going out of the world before he should. So now we have to describe what's the process of Misa, the Niska Seder Edom. Oy Bolivar Misa Shubok Seder, Lemaha Oda Misa Oilam. He called Misa Mena Misa Shalak Kinav Shatayo Shakovit. I mean, those are the exceptions. Oba Lil Moid Kiesh Misa Bolichet, Kirikarim was at the Shabbos, Yesh Misa Bolichet, Yesh Historia Bolivit. Lome Misa. Lakach Oma Hayeludim Lomus Vetz Vetz Kimitzat Shemel Rola Misa. Is that Kian Neulat Kushen Neulat Achashahoy Boilam? This is an understanding that's very close. Something Maral says many places, different ways. And it's really very close to the Emuna in our Kodesh Baruch Hu that is Nitzchius. And it has to do with Kadmus of our Kodesh Baruch Hu is Mekayev as Nitzchius for the following reason. Something which has a cause in its existence, to its existence, cannot be eternal. Because if the cause is gone, then the thing itself is gone. It means that I don't have a be'etzem metzias. And let's take a simpler mashal. If something is floating, like helium, a balloon filled with helium gas. So the helium is floating because it's natural for helium to float. It's light. So my sense is the helium will stay wherever it is. That's the normal, and I could say it'll stay forever there. On the other hand, if I have a kite that's being blown, something that the Etim has of it here. But since when they loved him, that means even within this world, it's a combination of different cells that gave birth, that gave rise to us. So therefore, we're going to disappear. So in this world, something which is a bria, we tend to believe will last forever. Hashem who made it, so it's right that it's not shorish. It didn't. But in this world, since the heck of this world is a world of bria, anything which is a direct nivra should last. Of course, can't have shiva kaimis. Ala yeludim me avei. So since they're Murkav with a Kayat that's put in by a name, sorry, it's going to have to disintegrate.
The Av the Aim and Aim are also Bruim, so why?
I'm sorry, what?
The Av and Aim are also Bruim. So in the same way as it's possible for Nivra to be that Kodesh Baruch Hashem Mekayimah forever, so a Yelud is just a Nivra from a Nivra, so why should it be different?
No, but when you need two to be Moilid, means it's an Aroistic combination of different factors. It's something which is coming about due to, it's like a muscle, when I mix different ingredients together, the cake lasts much less.
Right, it's not the element itself.
Huh?
It's not the it's not elemental, it's not Yesod in itself.
Correct, exactly. Yeah. And you know, the truth is everything's a hierarchy.
Right.
A cake is a very strong Murkav. Flour and sugar are Murkav to some degree, and you know, so everything decays down to what we would think would be a very elementary particle, right. Exactly. So since we're from Av and Aim, so the figure of this amazing. But the chiyus nitzrius of chiyus hamesim, that's where it's possible to have a life that's nitzrius, because I came into this world back again as a direct niver of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as opposed to a combination of things. Ke'oz ein am ve'ein shi'as sibel adam, ma'kashem es v'ohu yad sibel. Not just a way Ala, Neshama Shebeguf, all of those inyanim. It means that the tachlis of the Bria, the realization of Bria lies within what it will produce rather than what it is. And therefore, once it's produced, it's now not the chashev, and the next generation is chashev, or the maisim, or whatever it is.
I know this is a little bit of an extension from what I was just talking about. But yeah. So once one gets to the Olam Hascha or the Olam Hatchia, how does the Medrash apply to that? At that point, we're not going to be a Bo Olamos. What will that be?
After Tchias HaMeisim, I assume there won't be any Holodus, according to this. Possibly, I'm not sure. We still won't be Boirei. We still be Nevroim, maybe. But the point is, in Olam Haba, in as much as we gain our real Tzura, that the tachlis becomes in itself, not in what will be. Lamashal, that this world is daimed to a praisder, and the next world is daimed to a traklin. A praisder, the value of the praisder is where it leads to, not what it is. When you design an airport terminal, you don't design a place that it's good to be at. It's a place that will get you to your destination as quickly as possible, move you along as quickly as possible. So in this world, there is no destination. Everything is all for the destination rather than destination. In the world to come, in Olam Haba, Prismasim, very possible, doesn't apply. Very possible that we will live forever and we won't have children.
So what will be? We spend a lot of time talking about the tachlis of Olam Hazeh, but when we look in Olam Haba, if the tachlis is Minei Obei,
yes,
and there's no Holada there, and on that Mitzad Sheni we're not a Boyo and Nivros, so where does it go?
So I would say that the reason why in Olam Haba we have the Metzias we have is because we are nizim from the Shechina, we're nizim from the Shechina, which means that we're part of that. We are an extension of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Where this world, we're moving towards that direction, aspiring towards that. The other world, we're mechuba, batzma beikim Hashem al keichem, chayim kocham ayoyim. So in the way, just like because mechuba to tahar is tahar, anybody that's mechuber to that is mechuber to Taiv, and that's what he is. That's how I would understand it. The implication is not to say he's missing, but if a person's father was in this a long time ago, and a person asks him who lives in the house, they say, my wife, my children, and my father's not living with us in the house, that's a strange statement, because why would he be living in the house? Whenever it is called something a mace, it needs to be something which is it's a meaningful, it's impossible, it should have been, there's the possibility of living, it's appropriate to living, and yet he's dead. So when I see a nifter, so there's a body here, this body should be alive. But if it's not, then gone forever, the term mace wouldn't pass. The term mace makes sense when you say he is missing chiyus. Even in this state, the body should have chiyus. The person is not here now. He is a nifter, he's a mace, but it means he is now devoid of life, but something that should have life. There's a fascinating, I think it's a bit of a chayav, if I'm not mistaken. It says by Moshe Rabbeinu, because Paul told him, Alei Lahar Umus, them tough with a kubit. And he says that Lashon HaKodesh is a language, it doesn't tolerate a Lashon that doesn't make sense. You can't command someone to die. So he speaks about what it means, making himself or whatever, but he says you can't have a command form for something that it's not a pu'ula that a person could do. But here he's talking more about the idea of existing. They say it, they speak about this also, the term ayin. The word ayin is applies to something which should be there. A chokhma me ayin timatze. It doesn't mean from nothing. It means it's something that begs to, it needs to be there. We need to assume that it has a marker, and I can't identify the marker. Ayin doesn't mean nothing. It means that which I can't get a handle on. It means something that there should be something there, and it's missing. So the word missing is possible only if something should be there. So therefore, when he says, Hamesim lichyos, lahachis, he says that since there's a shame mace that describes a person whose chiyus is not there, that itself is an assumption that the chiyus should be there. He asks, so obvious question, Amma yikshulcha, v'gam al behema v'yifkut ki yomus, v'hefri sheis, ki loim nikra mace m'shigarim shame mace. You say about an animal, it died. It paid it. You don't say it, but by a person, we say, Loi ha-meisim yihaluka, those who are dead. It's a class of people. Ki yomus meis, anashes meis. I could say my dog died. They don't say my dead dog. Maybe people do say that. I'm not familiar so much, but we will assume that normal people that there's no ghost of dead dogs. And again, the mace. So Shanikra mace. Leimatsasi ala behema kach. I never found the title. I found the behema dying. And that's for sure. That's a pu'ula. It's he is leaving them. But there's no place where you talk about a behema that was. Raki kalo hakelo hamase. You find that in Shmuel says ki kalat in the lehoyishem kalav meis rachal olam nema. Over there, it's just a description on shemegera that it's not worth cursing. I'm a nobody. I'm a nothing. So kalav meis over there is a description of a person. It's not a description of a kalav. Gam shom lekoris dam meis or kalav meis. Hashem zehu ikar. So it's it's basically saying a dog, a worthless dog, basically what he's saying. It's another way of saying somebody who's worthless. K'loi matzasi b'shum mokam shekoris na meis, rak adam. B'shem meis v'al basic level, we tend to have an inborn sense of reality. And nobody walks around mid-stire that it doesn't have wings to flap. You know, it's not part of our mentality that we have because we don't have wings. We have wings, and that's that. The idea that we have a very hard time coming to grips with the fact that we're mortal is something that doesn't make so much sense because we are mortal and everybody's mortal. So it's one thing when there's a danger and we run away from it, that Balachim also run away. That makes a lot of sense. We're geared to keep living, and therefore we keep averting danger. But the idea that a person becomes despondent,
Okay.
Skoyach.